Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. This is the Berenstain Bears and Too Much Junk Food by Stan and Jan Berenstain. Read by
Mommy and Philip.
Okay. Healthy food is good for brother, sis, and dad. How can mom make them stop eating food that is bad?
Grapes are not bad.
No, grapes are not bad. Let's find out what happens. Are you ready? Bear Country, where the Bear family lived in the big tree house down a sunny dirt road, was a happy place and a healthy place. There were lots of cozy nooks and comfortable trees for the Bear Country folk to live in. The weather was good most of the time, and best of all, there was plenty of good, healthy food. Worms and seeds for the birds, nuts and acorns for the squirrels, grass and dandelions for the rabbits, more than enough flies for the frogs, and plenty of good, nourishing food for the bears. Honey, of course, but more important, lots of fruits, vegetables, milk, fish, and fowl.
What's fowl?
Birds. Like chicken. Or turkey.
Chicken is turkey.
They're fowl. And did you know that humans can also eat nuts and dandelions and other kinds of foods that some of the other creatures were eating? It's true. We can.
Can we eat dandelions?
You can. Now, let's see.
What are those?
Let's find out. The trouble was that certain bears, brother and sister, had gotten into the habit of eating not so healthy foods. When watching TV, at the movies, and at the mall. In fact, it began to seem to Mama Bear that any time was snack time. At first, she hadn't paid much attention, but then one day, when the cubs were raiding the pantry, Mama noticed something. The cubs were getting a little chubby. She took a closer look just to be sure. Yes, they were chubbier from the side. They were chubbier from the front and from the back. Well, there was no question about it. Brother and sister were going to have to stop eating all that junk food. But Mama, they protested, we're growing bears and we need those snacks.
You're growing all right, said Mama. The trouble is, you're growing from side to side as much as you are up and down. Sometimes cubs get into bad habits, and you've gotten into the habit of eating altogether too many sweets and goodies. We're going to have to get back to healthy, nourishing food.
She gathered up all the goodies in one big load.
Mama, cried Sister Bear, what are you doing?
You're not going to throw them away, cried Brother.
No, we're going to put them in the freezer and forget about them, she said. And there's no use arguing.
That's right,
agreed Papa, coming in from his shop.
There's no use arguing with your mother when she's made up her mind.
Then, looking into the refrigerator, he said,
Oh, dear, we're out of Sweetsy Cola. Let's be sure to get some the next time we're at the supermarket.
Our Sweetsy Cola days are over, said Mama.
And she pushed all the goodies into the freezer, and two packages fell onto the floor.
Say,
shouted Papa,
what are you doing with my sugar balls and chuckle gums?
They're going into the freezer, and we're going to forget about them, cried Brother. We're going to eat healthy, nourishing foods instead.
Just a minute,
said Papa. But as he leaned over to pick up his precious goodies, there was a loud rip. Papa's snack habits had caught up with him, too. He had split the seat of his overalls wide open.
What sort of healthy, nourishing food?
Papa asked Mama as she sewed up all of his overalls.
Vegetables right out of our garden, of course, and fruit from our own orchard.
What are we supposed to drink?
Asked Papa.
Try this,
she said. It's called water.
You know what water is, don't you? It's what we drink.
The next day, the Bear family went to the supermarket to buy some sensible food for the pantry. Mama pushed right past the sweets and goodies and stocked up on whole grain bread and cereal and fresh milk and cheese. And then she chose some fine-looking oranges and bananas, which were two fruits that didn't grow in her orchard. While she was waiting in the checkout line, someone said,
I'm glad to see that cartload of nutritious food, Mama Bear.
It was Dr. Grizzly, the bear's family doctor.
You must believe in good food for a healthy body.
I certainly do, said Mama, but I'm not sure about the rest of my family.
Dr. Grizzly took a look at Papa and the cubs. She said.
I see what you mean. They look like they could use a little professional advice. Stop by my office tomorrow, please.
The cubs were nervous when they all arrived at the doctor's office the next day.
Do you think she'll give us some sort of shot? They wanted to know.
I don't think so,
said Mama. But with Dr. Grizzly, you never knew.
Step in here, please,
said Dr. Grizzly.
Oh, boy! Movies!
Said the cubs when they saw a projector and screen.
Not exactly,
said the doctor as she turned off the lights.
We're going to have a little slideshow.
About what?
Asked the cubs.
You'll see,
she said, and started the show.
This is what your body looks like from the outside.
And this, she said, changing the slide,
is what your body looks like on the inside.
Wow,
said the cubs. And then there's a picture here, and we can see some muscles and some bones and a brain and some lungs and a heart and a stomach. All kinds of stuff.
Our bodies are marvelous systems. They have parts called organs. And these parts work together that can let us do wonderful things that we do, like climb mountains and sing songs and hit home runs and ride bikes. It's a number of systems, really. A system of nerves that lets us feel and think. A system that keeps blood flowing throughout our body. A system of muscles and bones that let us move and gives us strength. And a system for food that lets us take in nourishment that gives us energy and keeps all the other systems healthy.
The last slide showed different kinds of food and told how they helped the body. Papa looked for sugar balls and cocoa chumps, but they were nowhere to be seen.
Now,
said Dr. Grizzly, turning on the lights,
I'll do my best to keep you healthy if you promise to do your part by eating the right foods.
We promise,
said Brother, but Sister had a question.
About sweets and goodies, what harm do they do?
Most of them,
answered the doctor,
aren't very nourishing. Instead of helping build and strengthen our bodies, they just pile up as extra fat, like this.
She took a pinch of Papa's waist and got quite a handful.
Ouch,
said Papa.
And even worse, they fill you up, so you're not hungry for the food your body really needs.
And as the bears were leaving,
just a minute,
she added. Uh-oh, a shot, thought the cubs. But that wasn't it at all.
Exercise, called the doctor. An exercise program is important for good health, too, and it will work off those extra inches.
Well, said Brother, there's no time like right now. Let's jog home.
And off went the cubs, with Papa puffing behind. At first, it was a little strange eating just good, healthy food. For a while, they could almost taste the sugar balls and cocoa chums they weren't snacking on. But Mama was always ready with healthy goodies. Apple slices for TV, nuts and raisins for the movies, frozen yogurt at the mall, and crisp, crunchy carrot sticks just about any time. The bears started a family program of jogging and exercise, so when the Bear Country 3-mile run was announced, they were all slimmed down and ready. Even though they didn't win, they didn't come in last either, not even Papa. And they won a prize for being the only family to finish the whole race. They were all excited and proud, especially Papa.
I know what,
he said.
Let's celebrate by opening up the freezer and...
Have a carrot stick,
interrupted Brother.
And some nuts and raisins,
added Sister. And Papa did.
They're having good food.
They are having good food. And we eat good food too, don't we?
Yes.
We could be eating sugar balls and cocoa chums right now, but what are we having as our snack? A peach? Mmm, fresh and yummy. And that's the end.